This is episode 388, recorded October 7th, 2016. Packard pokes at deadlights. I want to thank the real Paul Marshall from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
Hey, where's the sun?
Oh, shit, it's nighttime. I think at night the sun has a tendency to, like, disappear.
Yeah, but it's going away. I think that we've done something to anger.
Oh, you're right. I think we need to sacrifice chickens and goats and things like that.
Trump?
No, it won't come back for that. Well, maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe we do sacrifice the Trump. It will say, you got rid of the problem. I'm coming back now.
Oompa Loompa, Troompa Loompa. Yeah. How many Troompa Loompa costumes will there be this Halloween?
I don't know. I know. I've heard that they're banning clowns. That's what I'm hearing. That they're
in the right direction,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Overall, yeah. I think people should be able to dress however they want to, but I mean, with all these people doing this clown shit, you know.
It's an appropriately scary costume for me. I don't know about anybody else, but.
Yeah. Well. Clowns scare the shit out of people, but yep. That's not the show tonight. We're not talking about clowns tonight.
No, not so far.
We're not talking about Donald Trump just yet. Anyway.
What other clowns are out there, though, Packard?
Oh, I've heard they're called the special word, Republicans. If you've ever been on a flight, not that I would know, not because I've never been on a flight myself, but I've heard stories. There's a lot of jokes about people being on certain flights, how bad the food is, how cramped the quarters are, things like that. So there's got to be, you know, enough people speak about this one particular event. There's usually a kernel of truth to that. I've seen pictures of airplanes and things like that. So, yeah, you can kind of tell that those seats are kind of close together. And sometimes you get stuck next to somebody you just don't want to be. And there's really hardly anything you can do about it. Unless you're religious. I know you're asking me, what are you talking about, Packard? Why would someone being religious have anything to do with an airplane? Well, apparently, some Pakistani monks, that's a little iffy at this point. Basically,
it's actually Buddhist.
They're actually Buddhist. Okay.
They're Buddhist, yeah.
Okay, they're actually Buddhist. Now, according to the article here, it says that, now, when we've last talked about this, and I remember we talking something about this, or I remember seeing it around anyway, that there were some Jews that got on a plane, and they say, hey, we don't want to talk to this lady. We don't want her sitting next to us. Because, well, it's our religion, and so we can't be next to another woman unless she's our wife. Oh, you know. I'm sorry.
Jews on a plane. And
Jews
I was
on a plane. It's like, is
going,
that? No, it's not like snakes on a plane.
Jews off of this plane.
Get the Jews off the plane. No, just kidding. Just kidding. It's not like snakes on the plane.
Yeah, I know. But
what you doing over here? No,
Samuel L. Jackson, I blame you.
Anyway.
Sorry.
But these Pakistani monks, which I've never actually heard of a Pakistani monk before, but religion's bizarre, and I'm sure there's some kind of monks or things are out there somewhere. This woman had paid for a particular seat. She went to the airline, said, hey, I want this row, I want this particular seat because, you know, whatever reason, you know, it doesn't matter what the reason is. If she paid for that seat, she should have gotten that seat. However, these two monks got shit up their ass about sitting next to a woman that they don't know. And so they said, hey, we're going to move you. And she's like, excuse me? And she was right to ask. They said, well, these people, they're religious and they can't sit next to women because reasons. Don't care. Just because you're religious doesn't mean that you can say, hey, if a person of a particular gender is sitting next to me, I don't want them there. That's bullshit. Connie, your thoughts.
Campos is a senior consultant in the oil and gas industry, and she is a million-mile flyer. She should be a very valued customer.
You would think.
And, you know, what gets me about this is people play both ends against the middle in a lot of ways. And this sounds like a really, really sweet way to make sure that your three seats that you're sitting in are all available to you. You can go ahead and lift up those armrests.
Yep.
And instead of having two tight seats, you have, you know, it, with one in the middle, you have two seats instead of three. And you just have to claim discrimination.
Yeah.
Religious discrimination. No. And guess what? If the other thing is, I think that if these people with religious exemptions, that they can't, you know, these men can't sit next to women. Here is an opportunity for you.
Yeah.
Why don't you make your own airline, whether you call it Halal Air or Religious Air or whatever, and you can have all the men sit in one section of the plane and all the women sit in the other section of the plane.
No. Just don't. You give them their own plane. You don't put any women on those planes. You just let the men on those planes and the women can take the ones that are powered by the bicycle.
That's even better.
Yeah.
That's even better because there's more planes and more revenue because reasons.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I gotta tell you,
and only hire male staff, male stewards,
right,
serving drinks and things like that.
Sure. Why not?
And then you don't have to be, and then you can be sure that actually you're right. It should be two separate flights because men shouldn't sit on seats that women have had their menses in.
That's true. They could have had their menses or they could be having them right then. Don't know.
That's,
and there's
right,
like, what? Oh, we can't sit there because we don't know. There may have been a woman sitting there. We don't know.
This woman is right to be suing.
Yes.
The airline. They didn't. You know, did they comp her ticket to give her first class?
I didn't see that here. All I know is that they gave her a different seat. All I could see is all I saw here was that they gave her a different seat. And it's like, well, you're going to be sitting in this other seat now instead. So,
Oh, look at Tor in the chat room. Religious hot airline. Airlines.
Impure thoughts. Now, I did have something, well, not quite similar to this happen.
Yes.
Because I travel a lot, and this is Wisconsin. In some parts, we have our own set of religious nut jobs. We call them the Amish. They'll never hear this, so I don't care what they think.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we have these stores. They're called Quick Trips. That's with a K, not a Q. And modernization is coming to a lot of these stores where you don't have to turn a knob to turn the water on and off. It's like you just stick your hand underneath the faucet and a little
light. Oh, the motion sensor?
Yeah, they're motion sensors. It's a little laser beam that
yes,
you break the beam and you wash your hands. I was in one recently. And the guy was in there, he's like putting his hands in there, but he was, now we have these other ones, they're like an offshoot of the Amish, they're like Mennonites. They're like Amish light. And he's in there trying to wash his hands and everything like that, and I wanted to ask him, and I'm kind of glad I didn't. I was like, oh, you get to use technology, this must be like a big day for you or something. But it's like going to Disneyland. But I think it was a Mennonite in that instance because he went out to a truck. And because in the Mennonites, they can drive trucks and things like that, but they still live by some of the Amish rules. But they get to drive regular equipment. They don't have to be stuck to driving a horse and buggy. Anyway, sorry. It just It was.
Their horses are more of the Ford kind. Yeah.
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 It's kind of related. It's just that the fact is that they are forced to use this technology that they've shunned overall. If they have to use the restroom and they have the thing there that says there's no handles, they're forced to use modern technology. They go into a modern store. Well, there was another one where she was, I think she was Amish. She might have been Mennonite. But she was using the self-checkout lane. And I was like, that was months ago. But I was like, that's the same thing. It's like, she could have gone and used one of the personnel counters where they were scanning things. But I think sometimes, I've just got to do this. I just got to taste the technology, you know.
At some point, they wind up being so segregated that they aren't even a part of society. So, yeah.
And that's exactly what this is. These monks or priests or whatever the fuck they were, they're segregating out half a gender because of boogeyman rules, boogeyman laws. There's no way to verify this because everybody that gets on the plane or works at a plane or wherever doesn't know every religious culture that's out there. And they can't say, yeah, you're lying. There's no rule against that. We're just like, oh, well, you obviously belong to this religion, so I don't know.
Well, and see, let me try to be brief about this, but the problem with comparing religious segregations and problems with, for example, handicap, mm-hmm. people are born with handicaps, or they have handicaps thrust upon them. Religion is a choice. And so if you want...
Yes, it is.
Special recognition for your religion, then you need to go ahead and figure out how you're going to fund that yourself.
Right. Or you need to live in the society around you.
Exactly.
You shouldn't get special privileges because your religion says, I get special privileges.
No,
we don't care.
We don't get to bash you. Just, you know, I would say we don't get to bash you. We can disagree with you.
Yeah, we can disagree. No, I bash. I bash. But that's just
well,
me.
Well, no, I guess I'm just... No, you know what? I think you see where I'm trying
no,
to...
No, I see that. What you're saying. But yeah, no.
Yeah, right.
Just because you believe something doesn't give you special exemptions mm-hmm. from criticism or reality.
Oh, no.
No, but, I know you do. I know you didn't mean it that way. But I mean, you know, just for our listeners, that's like... So they know that, hey... That's my stand. You don't. They should know this, of course. But
well, Dawkins dog, you wouldn't be disabled if your parents hadn't sinned. So now I can judge you.
Oh, geez.
Exactly.
Very nice. And tonight we have our logic game. Now let's see if Connie can figure this out and our audience members.
Oh, phew. Okay,
pressure's off a little bit there. Here's our logic question for tonight. We're going to have to cut the education budget or go deeper into debt. We can't afford to go deeper into debt, so we'll have to cut the education budget. Is this A, a false dilemma, B, appeal to fear, C, genetic fallacy, or D, jumping to conclusions?
Oh, shoot. Okay, C is out of the question. Dang it. Okay, I'm just going to say A, false dilemma.
Okay, what does our audience think? They're Googling it right now. Dawkins says B.
Yeah, I know. Appeal to fear. Yeah, but I have to stay with what I already said, which is...
You said A.
False dilemma.
Yeah, you say A. Dawkins says B. We're waiting for Tor now. Yeah, see? He ice cream fallacy. What do you think it is, Tor? I wonder what the ice cream fallacy is. I've got to learn this one.
He means C.
He thinks it's B also. All right.
Okay.
Let's see who's correct. And the answer is... A, you are correct, Connie, and you stuck to your guns. Presenting two opposing options as the only two options while hiding alternatives. Basically, it's like saying, okay, we're going to have to do this or this, and I don't want to do this, so we're going to do that. And you're not presenting any other options. Are there any options? Well, maybe there are. I don't want to talk about those other options. So
one of the reasons I love Practical Magic, the story in the movie, is that basically Jillian gives a false dilemma to Sally. This is our only option, and I've learned the hard way through life is like, no, there's probably something else out there.
Right.
But yes. Oh my gosh. Oh well, I was.
Yes, that's
a tough one.
Yeah, that's it. This was a very hard one. This was a very hard one. You came through with flying colors.
Oh, thank you.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday.
Stuff your stocking with Packard Pokeset merchandise this holiday season. Give your honey a hoodie. Give your mama a mug of Christmas cheer. Let Packard Pokeset help you find that last-minute holiday gift. By shopping at cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat, you not only fill your holiday shopping list, you help support the show.
And be sure to check out our secondary podcast, The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. A new episode attempted to drop this morning, but WordPress was being a little bitch again, and it didn't like, was I supposed to do something today? I had it on my calendar, but I think I threw up on it or something. So I had to go and reload the page. So if you don't see that after 7 o'clock in the morning, for whatever reason, just go to the website and reload it a couple times. Should come up. Speaking of web pages and things like that, there's a site out there. It's called Candid. And there is a Packard Pokesat group on there. And you can say what you want, and it's free. You can use it on your phone, or you can use it on the computer, and it's completely anonymous. If you go to one thread and you post something, it'll come up with a different name for it, and so you don't get followed around on the app everywhere. So it gives, like, these weird animal names, like Squeaky Skunk or shit like that. And then the next post, it's a Ray-Ban ferret face or something. I don't know. But
okay, then.
And it gives a little picture that goes with it. But it's really, it's anonymous app, and there's groups on there. Packard Pokeset is on there. There'll be a link here in the description below here on YouTube. So if you want to join the group, I've been posting links from the videos from the PPA Versus there. And I will be eventually posting more links there, too. But for right now, I think I'm just going to keep the PPA Versus there. But if you want to join the group, it's free. Take a look at it.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Over at theguardian.com, Poland proposed a total ban on abortion, and there was a near collapse after mass protests.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically from the ruling party of Law and Justice Party, PIS.
Piss. It's the Piss Party. I think the Austrian Republicans should be named this.
It's my party and I'll piss if I want to. Anyway, yeah, they and actually we have a couple of different sources for this. And yes, they're backing away from this really rapidly, you know, like backing up because their daddy taught them good. It's interesting because Poland is a primarily Catholic country.
Yes.
And
from what I've been reading,
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. From what I've been reading is that supposedly it's supposed to be a secular country. It's supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
But they are very. You're right. They are very. They push the religion very hard there for some reason. It's really weird.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with how old the governing party peoples are, because this protest was mostly driven by a younger generation, mm-hmm. you know, by, yeah, younger people who say, you don't get to govern our vaginas and, you know, our reproductive rights. But mm-hmm. Yes, there was a huge, huge protest, about 30,000 people, many dressed in black or mm-hmm. carrying black umbrellas. Gathered in the wretched weather in Warsaw's Castle Square, chanting, "We want doctors, not missionaries, my uterus, my opinion, and women just want to have fundamental rights," among other things.
Right.
And actually, the liberal MP and former prime minister backtracked because it was scared by all the women who hit the streets. The so-called black protests appear to have shifted public opinion on the issue, with recent polls suggesting not only near overwhelming opposition to the ban, but increasing support for liberalization of existing laws, which would be awesome because it's extremely restrictive.
Yeah. If you've ever been in a relationship or have siblings or daughters, and then a number of women all angry at one time, you've fucked up pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, their bans on abortion have, you know, made it so that you have to prove that, like, I don't know, you.
Yeah.
They even want babies who have been infants in utero who are questionably, you know, if they're.
You know what?
Handicapped.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Well, apparently there it's legal there to get an abortion only if in the end cases, if. It's rape, incest, or, you know, if it's going to be like malformed.
Fetal abnormality.
Yeah, is exactly.
That's what I was trying to look up there.
And
the mother's life is at risk.
Right. But the thing is, in instances when it comes to abortion, in those instances, sometimes even the doctors, even though it's legal for them to get the abortion, they go, nope, my religious liberties say I'm not going to do it because my religion says this is a baby and I'm just not going to do it. Now, another thing here is, though, the anti-choice people, and I'm just going to call them anti-choice at this point.
Thank you.
Or pro-birthers, that they were calling the opponents of abortion as fans of killing babies because that's the best way to demonize your opponent. Say, well, they're for doing this horrible, horrible thing. No. No one is out there pro-killing babies. A baby is a child that's already out of the womb. It's
yes.
Once it's in your, if it's in your body still, it's not a baby. After, that's why we have these laws that say after X number of weeks, then it's considered to be a baby. Before that, it's tissue, period.
It's not able to viably live outside of the womb.
Right.
And I'm sorry, most people really care about helping to take care of the child after it's out of the womb.
Absolutely not. Just like, oh, we want you to have that child. Well, I need some help. Fuck off. Go get a job, bitch.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing here is, this is where the anti-protester says, let them have their fun, and stated that by dressing up and screaming silly slogans and vulgarities. I got some vulgarities for you, bitch. Or whoever, you know.
Yeah.
They were making a mockery of very important issues. No, they were not making a mockery of a very important issue. You forcing this issue down their throats, that is important to them. If it was just mockery, they wouldn't fucking care. They would probably have at least, they'd probably have like 10% or 5% of the people there if it was just mockery. This isn't, that many people is not there just for the shits and giggles of it. You're fucking up your country by trying to force your religious beliefs down people's throats.
Well, let's complicate it, and this is maybe my final point I'm going to make. But in Catholicism, preventing pregnancy is as much a sin as the other. And I'm like, well, okay, because people have sex for a lot of reasons.
Oh, yeah.
So, guess what? Pick which hill you want to die on, but you know, don't hog the cross because we need the wood.
Yeah. Now there is, now I went through some of the comments, and this is just a comment that was there, and I'm just going to read a portion of this, and this is just an opinion. This is not news related in it as itself. It said, in countries like Poland where abortions are banned, wealthy women have abortions because they can afford to travel and pay for it. Now, the thing is, a lot of these women that need abortions, they will go to the nearby countries that's available to get an abortion at. And the thing is, it's very cost restrictive. That's like here in the United States, they try to force women to not have an abortion, so they have to go further and further and further to a nearby state where it's more expensive for them to do it. And it becomes so cost prohibitive that it's like, aha, see, we gotcha. You can't do it because you don't have the money. And we know you don't have the money. And we're going to make this expensive as possible and hard on you.
You know what? You should always, and this is an adage that I wish it weren't true, and I don't know why it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the money.
Yeah.
Follow the money, because that's what they are. And that's what they're funding. They're funding poverty. They're funding poverty for what reason? They're funding because you need worker bees. You need this lower class to make everybody else comfortable. I don't know.
Right.
I don't want to. I don't know.
Dawkins Dog from the chat room here says, you're not allowed to abort them when they're nearly ripe. Which is true. That's the whole basis of there. If it's not a child yet, well, it's not even, if it can't live outside the womb, it's not a child. That's just the long and short of it.
Yeah, that is why it's an emotional issue, because once you find out you're pregnant, there's usually a few ways that people feel, but it's almost always conflicted.
I can tell you one thing for certain, Connie. I will personally never get pregnant, ever.
I've done it enough for about four different people, so you don't have to. I bless you and give you permission not to get pregnant.
Thank you.
So
the openings I don't have on my body. Thank you. Anyway,
I love this PISS. I love the acronym.
Yeah, I know. That was great. I was like,
that was the best part.
That was the best part. It was like the Law and Order. PISS.
Oh, thank God.
Do people not know how to make an acronym? Capital P, lowercase I, capital S. PISS.
Yes.
Think about it next time you decide to make it an acronym, Poland. I mean, there's a reason why we make jokes about your country. You're not making it very easy for you to stop those jokes. Being the Republican conservative party over there, you're just full of piss, and you got brains are full of piss.
Yep.
Anyway,
and we don't want to get pissed on.
Yeah. So
stop it.
Right.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll?
And tonight we have our true or troll segment. Connie has got five headlines, and I have got to try to figure out if they are a real headline or a troll headline. All right, let's go on with the first one, Connie.
Marjorie Denenfelser. Women ought to respect the Creator's blessing of a baby, even if he chooses to deliver it via rapist. True or troll?
I've heard so many Republicans say that basically the same thing, so I'm going to say that's a true.
Sorry, that's a troll.
Really? Ah.
Politicops.
Damn. It was worded just like the, I've heard Republicans say, well, rape is just a gift from God. It's like, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, if you go there, well, be careful, by the way. Politicops, I get warning that you've got malware and stuff on this site.
Oh, really? That's
only part of what she said is quotable and the rest is not.
Okay.
Governor Scott, Hurricane Matthew might kill you, but you deserve it if you're one of those climate change believer assholes.
I don't think he would actually say that out loud. I mean, behind the closed doors, I would think he probably says it, but not in a public event. I'm going to call troll on that one.
Yeah, yes, you're correct. Yep, that's a troll.
Yeah.
All right, number three. Professional clowns have banded together to form Clown Lives Matter to combat profiling. True or troll?
I'm going to call troll on this one.
That's true.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Circa.com. Hi, Paul Marshall. Yeah, Circa.com.
Oh, my God. Clown Lives Matter.
Okay, I snoped this, and they actually have an event somewhere. So, yeah.
Holy crap, that's a thing. Holy shit.
My now 21-year-old son just shared that with me today. Yeah, Stephen King is crying.
Oh, my God.
All right, Pence. I haven't known Trump very long, but what's the worst that could happen with him as president?
I'm going to call troll on that one.
Yes, you're correct.
What's the worst could happen?
Politicops.com.
Okay.
Eric Trump. A good man will always try not to pay his taxes so he can have more money for charity.
That sounds like actually he would say. I'm going to go with true on that one.
Sorry.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, fuck, I only had two tonight. I had 40%.
Sorry, yes, you had two tonight.
I only had two out of five. Oh, man, I got to brush up on my nose. My nose is not glowing tonight.
Yeah, but the noses are growing, and they're Pinocchio-ing.
I know. The news itself is so bizarre. It's hard to tell between the real things and the fake shit nowadays. It's just that these people say such bizarre shit.
Trevard says, take a shot every time you're wrong.
Oh, if I didn't have to work in the morning, I fucking would do that. I would fucking do that. I'd have to take a shot. But I have to work in the morning, so I can't, unfortunately. Yeah, so anyway.
And Dawkins' dog, I'm drinking cider. I got none right. Word up, yo, real Paul Marshall.
All righty. Well, again, check out the Candid page. There'll be a link here in the bottom over here on YouTube. And then you can go to and join the Candid site. Give it a try. You know, have some fun. There's a lot of interesting conversations going on there. I've had conversations with several people on there so far. It's kind of fun. Check it out. Join the Packard Pokes That group. Link below. And we'll be back next week with our regular longer show. And again, if you have a Halloween story, it's kind of short, about a minute long, that you would like to read, and you can put it into a Mad Lib style, send it to me at ppapodcast@gmail.com, and we'll play it here on the show for our end of the month special. So come and watch that. Hopefully we won't screw it up too badly. So send us your Mad Lib Halloween stories.
Mad Lib.
The Mad Lib. If you don't know what Mad Lib is, Google it. That's what the best thing you could do is Google. We'll see you next week. This has been Packard Pokes That. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.